I'm flattened and thrashing on the sun-warmed track next to the football field, lying on what looks like asphalt. But what I realize now that I'm down here is actually that fake spongy stuff. It reeks like it was just installed. There's a woman kneeling beside my right shoulder, shouting into a cell phone. Her name is Daisy, Sharply, she sucks in her breath. I don't know her last name, she cries. For a split second, I don't know either. Appleby! Another teacher shouts. Appleby! The first repeats to the 911 dispatcher. It looks like she's having an allergic reaction to something. B, I try to say. But there's no air. No word. My jerking limbs are like venomous snakes to the students forming a circle around me. The kids jump back in fear. I gasp with my entire body, but only one rationed breath comes through. I know it's one of my last. When my PE teacher told us to jog the outdoor track to warm up for volleyball, I was excited about the fresh air. Maybe I'd get a little color on my cheeks. But then a fuzzy yellow and black menace wanted to join me and decided that maybe he'd invite a few friends, too. I hit number one on my speed dial the second I felt the familiar pinch of the first bee sting. I only hope Mason makes it in time. A wave of calm begins to creep through my body. I know it won't be long now. Everything, forehead to toenails, relaxes. When the threat of getting kicked disappears, the crowd tightens around me. My eyes bounce off face after face hovering above me. They're all strangers. High school just started yesterday, and no one I know from junior high is in my PE class. Most of them look terrified. A few girls are crying. The principal shows up and tries to contain the crowd. But they're like magnets, drawn in by the thrill of someone else's misfortune. Move back, he shouts. Move back so the paramedics will be able to get through. But no one listens. No one moves back. Instead, without knowing it, they form a blockade between me and help. I lock eyes with a pretty, dark-skinned girl whose locker is near mine. She seems friendly enough to be the last person I see. She's not crying, but the look on her face is pure distress. Maybe we would have been friends. I stare at the girl, and she stares at me until my eyelids fall. The crowd gasps. Oh my God! Do something! Help her! A guy's voice pleads. I hear sirens approaching. Tennis shoe-clad feet thunder away from me, presumably to wave in the paramedics. I wonder whether it's Mason and Cassie or the real ones. My arms go completely limp. Daisy, hold on, shouts a girl. I like to think it was my almost friend, but I don't open my eyes to see for sure. Instead, my mind goes blank. None of the sounds are clear enough to hear anymore. The world fades to nothing, and before I have the chance to think another thought, I'm dead.